Finding the right house on Cape Cod is one thing. It's another thing to find the right house with enough space for a pretty unusual artistic installation.
So I actually do pop-up books where I'll illustrate a book with pop-up sculptures that appear to be coming out of the book, and they usually move in some way.
These pop-up books decorate Nikki's home, along with paintings done by her mother.
My parents are both very artistic. They did animation on the refrigerator door. They made their own lamps. And my sisters and I we did art. The whole family does art. That's what we do.
When it came time to pick a profession, though, Nikki didn't make art. Instead, she worked a corporate job in New York.
My career has been as a cosmetics copywriter, so I've written for pretty much every makeup company you can imagine. I did colors every season, and you theme every season, so I'd write the themes. I did ads. I did fragrances. It was a very fun career.
Nikki loved her job in New York, and she was successful there. She never stopped making art, though. She decorated furniture in her house with elaborate trompe-l'oeil illusions and literary motifs. She made hand puppets using surplus cosmetics packaging. And, of course, there were the pop-up books, sculpted from raw combed wool. When Nikki's father was diagnosed with dementia in 2009, she discovered a surprising benefit of her artwork, a new connection with her dad. She remembers the first time she visited her father with her hand puppets.
And they're the six wives of King Henry VIII. Here comes so-and-so, one of the wives, and he'd say, "Oh my goodness, look at her nose, it's so different than the other one. How did you get that face like that?" Or I'd show him a pop-up book, and he'd say, he'd pull on the tail of something to make something happen, and his face would just light up. He'd say, "That's amazing." So this art was definitely, it was reaching him.
Nikki was struck by her father's connection to her artwork. She realized that she wanted to see that same joy and participation in other people struggling with dementia like her dad. Nikki also really wanted a meaningful outlet for her own artistic projects. Suddenly, everything clicked. So when she moved to Cape Cod, she decided to organize a weekly get-together for local Alzheimer's and dementia patients at the Cape Cod Museum of Art. It's a combination of discussion and art therapy, and she called the program Color Me Creative.
It works for anyone. I mean, who doesn't love to color? I'm sorry, I still love to color. Everyone loves to color, right? So we invite Alzheimer's or dementia patients and their caregivers to come to the museum, and we talk about a painting from the permanent collection, and we have great discussions. And then when we're good and ready, we get out our paper, and it's a coloring book version of that same painting.
The response from participants has been dramatic.
Like one man that I didn't really think had much verbal ability, he started writing on a painting all of these word bubbles, and he made comments from all of the different participants in the painting. He had a whole comic strip going on. Another person who had been an engineer, I loved it that he approached the coloring as an engineer. He said, "Now what are the borders of this, and how are we going to structure this?" And then another man who had been an artist, who did a beautiful job, I mean, all of this art started coming out of him, and he actually told me, he said, "Every day it's like something's closing off in me, but what I can't quite create anymore. But I can do this. I can find colors. I can fill in."
Of course, there's a certain organic confusion that comes with dementia, and the participants sometimes get disoriented during the meetings. But for Nikki, that confusion isn't a downside. In fact, some of the most creative moments of the program have come from those very mix-ups.
One of my strangest things was this lovely man I was working with. I came over to see how he was doing. I said, "Well, how is your coloring doing?" And we just had snack time. And he said, he's German. He says, "Oh, I used a little of this." And I looked down, and he had colored it in with applesauce. I said, "Oh, Heinrich, this is really interesting. You are working with different materials."
Nikki wants her participants to feel respected and valued. It's her primary reason for doing this work, sending that message that she thinks everyone with dementia and Alzheimer's deserves to hear more often.
It's also really important to remember that people with dementia have tremendous dignity, and they should be treated that way. I mean, these are not children. These are adults, and they have wonderful stories to tell and wonderful things that they can share with us.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Annie Kiyonaga.